Andrew Mercado. Well, I call you a TV critic or a TV lover, Andrew?
TV legend.
Well, I like to call myself a TV historian.
Yes. Oh, that's a bit formal.
I can love TV, but, you know, I can tell the story of what's really going on there.
Tonight's the final episode ever of a 37-year legacy in Australian TV. And just regardless with a bit of history, Andrew, I know this. Once this goes, an era in TV is gone, just like when Pick a Box ended back in the 70s.
Yeah, I think that this is going to be a terrible loss to the industry. And I don't think people have realised that Neighbours wasn't just a training ground for actors in front of the cameras like Kylie and Jason and Guy Pearce and Margot Robbie. But, you know, behind the scenes, the directors, the writers, Neighbours is the only show I can think of where you could start off watching as a kid and grow up and write to them when you're in high school and say, here's some storyline ideas, and they call you back, and then the show ends with that guy running the show as executive producer.
Oh.
I mean, there's a timeline for being on air for 37 years that you can take a fan, and that fan can now be writing the last episode tonight.
That's an incredible story. What do you attribute that sort of success to, Andrew? Like, how's it been successful for more than 30 years and then suddenly it's not?
I think Neighbours was really successful because it was multi-generational. I think having really young kids, their parents, having grandparents in it, like, you know, Harold and Madge, you know, that meant that, you know, you had all sorts of ages for the audience to relate to. And then once it started in the UK, I think they just loved this idea that, look at Australia, look at their houses, their huge backyards, their swimming pools. It's summer all year round. Even though it was filmed in Melbourne, it sure wasn't summer all year round.
You know what, Andrew? I remember going to Pinot Court there in Vermont years ago and walking around that beautifully groomed court and just thinking, my God, you just felt like you were part of it. And you were just hoping the camera was rolling and you'd be in the episode, but still waiting, Andrew, 30 years later.
Yeah. You've missed out, can I say? Sorry to tell you.
Yeah. Andrew, he is a super fan. Bilko is actually quite sad that this is ending. Why do you think it is ending? Is it because people are just simply watching less TV?
Well, there is a bit of that. There's more TV than ever before in history. And how much time do people have now to spend 2.5 hours with a soap? Having said that, though, Neighbours ratings in the UK were still really strong.
Oh.
The reason the show is coming to an end is because the UK's Channel 5, who has been funding it, have realised that they could spend $120 million on making 5 British dramas, which they could then on-sell to the rest of the world. So you have to just look at the economics of it. They've been paying all this money to us to make the show, and they get nothing back for it. So it's just economics, and that's really sad because I feel that the show, and I'm sure you agree, Bilko, that the show is going out on such a huge high that it's been so good for the last few years. And not many shows get to go out when they're on top like this.
Look, the only dodgy episode was Bouncer's dream about, you know, marrying the dog next door. I mean, but that was sort of in that, we had that little heyday in the 90s.
Someone was stoned.
Well, Andrew's been a TV writer. What goes on in that writer's room, mate? We know. We know some storylines get an airing because someone goes, hey, let's just do this and see what happens, don't they?
Yeah. Look, writers' rooms can be great places. You know, most writers' rooms, they sit around and they throw ideas around and spend a lot of time talking about what could happen, and then they get into the nitty-gritty of plotting it. But a writer's room, when it's at full steam and people are being outrageous, throwing ideas around, sometimes that's where some of the crazy ideas come from. Too much coffee and not enough sleep.
Yeah, in radio we call that suck it and see. It means it's a really weird idea, but hey, we'll give it a go and see how it goes.
Andrew, give me a couple of highlights over the years that have stood out for you in the show.
I think that the last few years have been really extraordinary in that the show finally got to represent Australian suburbia. Once they finally got multicultural and multisexual, I think that's been really outstanding for them. And it's sad to me that most of the people in Australia haven't been watching it for the past few years.
Yeah.
But, yeah, of course, you can't go past those early years when we had Scott and Charlene, Mike and Jane. And the fact that every single actor who became a superstar has come back to the show to say thank you. I think it says so much about Neighbours that they love the experience, but it says so much about their characters that not one of them said, oh, look, I don't want to know about that anymore. That's in my past. Every single one of them has come back. 49 returning casts this week alone.
It will have a theme song alone that goes in, down in history, Andrew. It's one of those ones that it's iconic on its own, just the song, without even looking at the characters.
I agree with you. And I think that brand name, Neighbours, too, and the viewer, the fan loyalty and the response, I think we will see Neighbours back in some form or another in the future. They'll have to reboot
really?
It.
Wow.
I think it's too iconic not to. I don't think we'll ever have it again on every night of the year, but I think at some point, just that name brand recognition of Neighbours, I think at some point someone will say, let's bring it back for a telly movie or a limited series. You know, I truly don't think we've seen the end of them.
Well, look, 90210 did the 20, 30 years on with the cast. There's no reason why we can't do that here. And look, Heartbreak High is on Netflix. I mean, there's plenty of streaming services now that can bring those limited series back. I'm just happy Channel 10 are putting it across all the platforms for the final little bit. I just really thought when it went to 10 Peach a couple of years back, I thought, what are you doing to us here? That was disappointing for me. But anyway.
It's crazy. If 10 had stuck with the show and paid it the sort of attention that 7 have with Home and Away, you know, the show wouldn't be getting axed now, but there you have it.
Yeah, that kind of was the death knell, really, for the show, wasn't it? But anyway, we look forward to seeing the final episode for now. Shall we say for now with the hope that it might come back for you, Bilks?
Yeah.
Yeah, good
get
on
it
you.
Out there.
Andrew and I just love Australian TV, so any chance to have more Australia, because we've got to remember the writers, we've also got the production crew, they're without gigs now.
Yeah, and all they of the are. Actors too. Andrew, what else should we be looking at? Okay, we're really sad Neighbours is ending, and that's a real bummer. But is there anything else that, you know, if we are an every night watcher of Neighbours, is there anything else that might take its place, or is it a bit too soon to say?
I think this is a great opportunity now to check out the fact that we're in this situation now where we have less Australian drama and less Australian comedy than ever before. I think it's time to start looking maybe at some of the shows that you've missed over the last few years. Like, I would go to ABC iView and check out some of their comedies like Fisk and Aftertaste and some of their great dramas like Mystery Road. There's probably a whole bunch of Aussie stuff you haven't seen over the last few years. So with the hole that's there left by Neighbours, please fill it with another Australian show, because our stories are so important to tell.
Five Bedrooms on Paramount, Secret She Keeps on Paramount.
I was just thinking of the Australian shows we used to watch as a family as a kid. So we used to watch, we were more Home and Away people than Neighbours, so we watched Home and Away. We used to watch a show called Acropolis.
Acropolis
Now. Do you remember that show?
Yes, I do. Great sitcom. And I mean, look at all the families that spent years and years, mum and dad and the kids, watching A Country Practice.
A Country Practice,
Those shows
all together now.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
We need that again, something like that. Because at the moment, we watch Australian Ninja Warrior as a family and we watch Beauty and the Geek, but there's no drama, no comedy, nothing sort of, you know, no sort of fictional stuff to watch.
There's always your catch-up services. You can go find A Country Practice and Sons and Daughters on 7+. You can find The Flying Doctors on 9 now. You go to 10+, you've got Prisoners. So if you want to relive any of the shows you watched with your family, check out some of the free streaming sites. There's some great Aussie nostalgia there.
That's a great tip, Andrew. It's so good to talk to you.
No worries. Have a good night tonight, Bilko. You'll be like me on the couch.
He's given up dry July because of it. He's tapped out.
I'm finishing early.